You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
It's always an exciting part of the week, isn't it, really? Friday mornings. Ah, the weekend's almost here. Welcome to the Morning Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, of course. And it is Friday, yes, TGIF today, and it is the 22nd of September. Let's see what we've got in the way of a birthday for you for this morning. That's a short one. Michael Faraday, name may ring a bell, 1791. He was an English chemist, a physicist, who contributed to the fields of electromagnetism and electrochemistry. So there you are, that's a short one for this morning, so we can get going nice and quickly.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Choose.
Tell you what, there's a good way to get us going on a Friday morning, is it? Oh, two in a row. Started off with A Matter of Trust by Billy Joel. 1986, it was the second single from his album, which was called The Bridge. It was the second top 10 single from the album as well. The other one was Modern Woman. Got a lot of traction, believe it or not, in the Soviet Union as part of a state-sponsored television promotion of Billy Joel's songs in preparation for his 1987 USSR concert. USSR. Followed on. Can You Forgive Her was that one. It was the Pet Shop Boys, and that was the first single off of their fifth studio album called Very. 1993 was when that was released. The lyrics, by the way, describe the second person in a young man's humiliation when his girlfriend accuses him of being in love with a childhood friend. Well, there we go. Everyday story of country folk, really. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show. It's a Friday morning and the sun is shining and we need rain so much. It's like we've had a permanent summer, really, isn't it? Jack and Diane. John Cougar Mellencamp. 11.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's show.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Checks his back, flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then, there, Diane, you gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh, yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh, yeah, let's say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
There we go. Yes, Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp, and that has brought us to 15 minutes. So just a few seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So without further ado, get your smelly nice. Do, by the way, please bear in mind, when you, especially if you're travelling on the metro or the bus and you've got your arm hanging up, make sure you wash under your armpits. All right. In the shower with you this morning, KC and the Sunshine Band. Definitely my hero, that one. Keep it coming, love. And that's KC and the Sunshine Band out. There you go. You feel better for that? Of course you do. Good scrub down does you good. Right, let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Paul. Paul over there in South London in the UK. He was bright and early this morning. Sent me a nice link. It was a video which has sort of been shown on TV, and it was showing the host of the morning TV show. They were in absolute hysterics. It was a man was walking into a shop, and a pigeon came and flew straight into his head. And apparently the man and the pigeon were all fine. So anyway, good morning to Paul. Thank you for that one, Paul. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou. Wishes everybody good morning. TGIF. And of course, Renee over there in Athens and Greece, and she says, good Friday morning. It says heating up here, though the through the weekend, and then she goes, eh, but we'll cool off apparently substantially by middle of next week. Then you'll get snow, you know that, don't you? Busy weekend ahead with a friend of Rick's from grade school in Athens. Time to do our guided tour of business again. To get a little coach and take lots of people around. Have a great weekend. Ask if we could play Take It Easy from the Eagles. Take it easy. That's what I'm going to be doing after 10 o'clock. Weekend starts for me at 10 o'clock this morning. Take it easy. And that was from Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece, about to do another sightseeing weekend with friends. It's always one of the great things. Mind you, I tell you what, we have friends here in Panama, which doesn't happen as often as I hope, would like to think. It's great fun. It's nice, isn't it, when you can go around and show off your country. Absolutely. You can always count on our listeners to come up with some great music. Talking and counting.
You know.
Well, there you go, keeping you warm. Keep warm, that is Ginny here on this morning's breakfast show. And we're just a couple of minutes away from the bottom of the hour, so we're going to do this and then take a quick look at some of the international news for this Friday.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
And you are listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, from 89.3 Cool FM. We're about, making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're going to take a little look at some of the international news stories for today, starting in the United States with the U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and his attempt to restart his stalled spending agenda. Well, it failed when Republicans for a third time blocked a procedural vote on defense spending, raising the risk of government shutdown in just 10 days. Ukraine and the United States have agreed to launch joint weapons production in a step that will enable Kyiv to start producing air defense systems, while President Joe Biden promised more aid for Ukraine. You can hear more on the Ukraine President Zelensky's programs by going along and having a listen. I was looking at that on Reuters this morning. It's a good story. Also, he's now making first trip to Canada since the Russian invasion. China and Syria, they're going to upgrade their relationship to a strategic partnership following a meeting between China's President Xi Jinping and Syria's diplomatically isolated leader Bashar al-Assad in Hangzhou. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called on India to cooperate with an investigation into the murder of Sikh separatist leader in British Columbia and said that Canada would not release its evidence. A small but restive volcano near the Philippine capital Manila spewed above average sulfur dioxide and volcanic smog, prompting authorities to close schools in five cities and dozens of towns and urged people to stay indoors. And Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan complained that he was uncomfortable with the use of what he described as LGBT colours at the United Nations, which is decorated this week with bright colours promoting sustainable development goals. Over there in the United Kingdom, Russell Brand, well, there's now a new allegation. A woman has accused Russell Brand of exposing himself to her and then laughing about it minutes later on his BBC radio show, which was being recorded in Los Angeles. The comedian has not responded, but has denied previous claims of sex offences. A military judge has ruled one of the five defendants charged over the 9/11 attacks is unfit to stand trial in a death penalty case. Ramzi bin al-Shibir's lawyer said that he has long claimed that his client was tortured by the CIA. The United Kingdom's competition watchdog has said that Microsoft's revised offer to buy Activision Blizzard, the video game company behind Call of Duty, satisfies their demands, which is now opening the door for the deal to clear. British actress Sophie Turner, well, she's suing her ex-partner, the American musician Joe Jonas, and requesting that he return their two children to England. European shares, looking some business. European shares slipped on Friday and were on track to close a week packed with central bank set decisions sharply lower as investors assessed the prospects that borrowing costs will remain high for some time. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index, that inched by 0.3% down by 7:45 Greenwich Mean Time after ending the previous session more than 1% lower, as the Bank of England followed the US Federal Reserve in keeping rates steady, but flagged that the central bank did not think its job was done. And oil prices, well, they rose on Friday. There's a little bit about that in our news today as well, as renewed global supply concerns from Russia's fuel export ban counteracted demand fears driven by macroeconomic headwinds and high interest rates. Brent futures, that was up 52 cents, or 0.56%, at $9.82 a barrel. That was by 9:33 Greenwich Mean Time today. While U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, futures rose by 73 cents, or 0.81%, and that's to $90.36 a barrel. So there you are, quick look this morning. Some of those items in the international news and a little bit of business thrown in, well, for good measure. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I'm tired, I'm waiting here for it. Where can
There we go, and that is Blondie, of course, and Island of Lost Souls is what it's called. Breakfast show time. We are 19 minutes exactly, according to my clock, before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, talking of clocks and time, let me say a very good morning to Gail Salucci. Good morning to you, Gail. She dropped me a line on my WhatsApp, and she says, my sister's birthday today. I tell you what, it's not just a birthday, isn't it? She's 102 years of age. Oh, I think they'd better have 102. They better have one of these. Yeah, yeah. Well done. So anyway, Gail, that's amazing, isn't it? Ruth Folstrom Flaherty is 102 years today. Well, we've got to wish her a happy birthday. And I tell you what, I couldn't find anything with 102. But I did find a song from Blues Traveller called 100 Years.
Day you will never forget with your favorite DJ.
Sun is warm and the day is long. I just got the feeling I can do no wrong. I got a long way to walk and I put my next deal. I tell if you lies, but my hunger is real and it won't. Yeah.
sit in the pew, watch the sun go down. I'm not a lost little boy in a big old town. I want to laugh, I want to cry. But no matter how hard I try, it's the one thing I'm thinking of 100 years. Now it wants me to stay 100 years. Now it wants me to stay 100 years.
There we go, yes. Blues Traveler in 100 years. And a very happy birthday to 102-year-old Ruth Ballstrom Flaherty. There's a little bit of Irish in there. 102. I bet you didn't think that was in her wildest dreams. Asia. That's what it's called, Wildest Dreams. We're making our way to 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're on 89.3. Cool FM, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D.
Fight for king
and country.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Tell you what, this one's quite old, really. I would die for you, what it's called. When I say it's quite old, well, the reason why is it's from a group called Antique. Hi for you, and this is Enrique Iglesias. Not sure about the title. I'd love to see you cry, is what it's called.
Baby, I just wanna touch you.
Life.
do like the song. Love to see you cry, Enrique Iglesias. I'll tell you what, I might as well tell you something. What we've got lined up for you for the rest of the morning. It is Friday, of course, which means we've got our Freaky Friday fun facts. That's with Ingrid, and that's probably going to be in around about 22 minutes' time or thereabouts. So we'll be checking in with Ingrid for that. And we're going to be doing it a little bit earlier today. We're going to be doing the What, Where and When, WWW. FFNF and What, Where and W's, WWW's, What, Where and When, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. We're going to be looking at that probably around about, we'll start looking at it around about 8:30 and we'll see perhaps if there's a couple of people born on this day as well. So that's with Yasmin. The reason for that is because last night I had the privilege of going to a private viewing of an exhibition of art for sale, which is Individual Journey. And the artists, Insano, Kami Type, and WTGES. And all being well, we've got Insano coming in to chat with us about that in the last hour. Some amazing works of art, really were. And that's what we got lined up for you for the rest of this morning. Time right now, we're just coming up about a minute away from the top of the hour. So I'll tell you what, we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play this.
We used to meet from time to time up in the mountain.
Jerry D.
Stop.
Wind and Fire, and they're singing about serpentine fire. Before that, it was Simply Red and More, More, More. Now, talking about More, More, More.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's my favorite day of the week. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Woo-hoo! Yes, we are getting ready. Hey, I got to tell you, we're going to give you a good one, I hope. What do you know about pineapples? Well, we know that you're thinking, no, it isn't the time for the old debate. What about it should be on pizza or not? Instead, we wanted to tell you about 10 things that you may not already know about the fruit that causes such a controversy. First of all, the word pineapple dates back to 1398. The word pineapple in English was first recorded in 1398 when it was originally used to describe the reproductive organs of the comfil tree. Europe explorers discovered a prickly tropical fruit that they began to call pineapples, the term first recorded in the tents and that in 1664, because their renaissance because it resembled to what is known as a pine cone, originally called pineapples. The term pine cone was first recorded in 1694 and used to replace the original meaning of pineapple. Now, a pineapple can take up to 3 years to grow and to mature into a plant. Boy, don't I know. You can only receive the fruit of a pineapple's labor when it has reached full maturity, which can easily take up to 3 years. Even still, those grown as houseplants may be reluctant to flower or set fruit at all. Did you know that only one pineapple is produced by a single plant in a single season? After all that time of reaching full maturity, you get a single pineapple. Yep, that's it. A single pineapple plant will flower and fruit only once per season. Did you know that a pineapple plant can stay alive and continue to give fruit for up to 50 years? So after you pick that pineapple, it'll grow back. So that's 50 pineapples in total. So don't just dig up the tree or the plant when you're done harvesting your pineapple. Did you know a pineapple is not a pine or an apple? It's a berry. It's also a roost, technically. Pineapple is a mass of individual berries fused to a central stalk. If you want to be technical about it, pineapples are a berry. 75% of pineapples sold in Europe are grown in Costa Rica, and they come from there. Costa Rica, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Brazil, and there is some grown now still in Hawaii. That's why you get known as the Hawaiian pineapple. Hawaiian declared the largest pineapple garden maze in the world in 2008. Dole Plantation Pineapple Garden Maze stretched over 3 acres and included nearly 2.5 miles of paths across 14,000 colorful Hawaiian plants. Those pineapples is being known as the halakahiki, foreign fruit in Hawaiian. Hey, I got that one, yeah. The world's largest pineapple ever recorded was in 2011, grown by Christine McCollum from Bakewell, Australia. Australia, mates. Yep, it measured 32 centimeters by 60. It said 28 kilograms, so I had to do the conversion, and that was 61 pounds. The conversion of 28 kilograms is 61 pounds. Boy, I had to look that up. Did you know SpongeBob SquarePants lives in a pineapple under the sea? Excuse me. It's true. I've seen it. Did you know pineapples contain the bromelain enzyme, which can break down proteins, so you can use it to tenderize meat? Pineapples are grown in a cluster of hundreds of fruitlets. Pineapples take about 18 to 20 months to become ready to harvest. Pineapples are native to South America before Christopher Columbus discovered them in 1493. So just ask the cook. It makes for great houseplants, really. According to the expert gardener in HGTV, you could turn a pineapple into a houseplant by first removing the spiky green crown, twisting it off with one steady motion, similar to that way that you're wringing out a wet towel. Then once the top is removed, let it dry out and cure for several days. Don't immediately place it in water, since unlike other plants' cuttings, your goal isn't to grow the roots right away. Now, next, remove the bottom few leaves from around the base of the crown so that you're only left with the stem. Then fill a large pot with good quality soil, dig a small hole in the center, then plant the pineapple atop. And that's it. Place it in the pot in the area where it gets a good amount of sunlight, water regularly, and your new pineapple plant should have no problem taking root in about 2 months and growing into a healthy plant. But that's not what the cook does. She twists off those things and they scream, "Oh, don't twist my head off, don't twist my crown." Then she sticks it in some water and next thing you know, poof, there's roots. She put those roots in one of our pots outside and bingo bango, we've got one growing. Now, It's a very contentious topic, pizza toppings. Let's go there. Yep, I know. Although it's a beloved ingredient in cocktails, charred on the grill, diced in salads, or mixed in Chinese food, one of the most popular and notorious uses of pineapple is on Hawaii-style pizza. You might be surprised to hear that the idea didn't originate on the island. Instead, it actually began in the small Canadian town of Chatham, Ontario. According to BBC News, Greek-born pizzeria operator San Panalapalapalapalapalapalapalapas was making a pizza one day back in 1962 and decided, throw some pineapples on it for fun to see how it was going to taste. The experiment exploded into popularity, spreading from Canada to the U.S., then skyrocketing around the world, making pineapple, along with Hobies, one of the most controversial toppings you can place atop America's favorite food. Pineapple. Ugh, what are you going to do? Pineapple pizza. I don't know. It's just, I can't do that. Anyways, so the reason for this pineapple scenario of Freaky Friday Fun Facts is that about 2 years ago, the cook had indeed taken one of those crowns off and stuck it in one of our plants here back on the patio. And while our friends in Texas were visiting, it was growing and it was green, but it wasn't ready. Well, yesterday that thing popped into a beautiful shade of yellow, and now it's ready to harvest. We are so excited. We've got our first pineapple, so we're going to be very gentle to twist it off or cut it off because we want it to grow back 50 more times. It's not very big. It's a small, cute little pineapple. It's not one of those, 61-pound pineapples. No, this one is like a little small. It looks tiny. But it is grown. It was grown here. It was grown in El Valle, in our garden. The cook is to congratulate for that. And we've got another plant nearby that hasn't pushed out the fruit yet, but it's a big bunch of leaves growing out. So one of the things that we're going to do this weekend is we're going to harvest our pineapple, and we are going to eat it and try to grow another pineapple with a crown. So welcome to a pineapple. You could have brought me flowers, you could have brought me pearls, but instead you brought me a pineapple. So, this is your Freaky Friday Fun Facts for Pineapples, wishing you all a safe and happy weekend. Until next time, back to you in the studio!
Detective is flat, no longer is always flat out. Got the number of getaway car, didn't get very far. It's lucid as hell, this image is moving so fast. Like a fever so close to the bone, I don't feel too well. And if you choose to take, clutch at your heart, I come flying like a spark to inflame you. Sleeping alone, flesh of a pineapple head, it spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend, it was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, I will play you like a shark, and I'll clutch at your heart. Pineapple head spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend, it was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, would you come to me?
There we go. That is Crowded House, and it's called Pineapple Head. And what a lovely story. How the pineapple sounds like hard work to me. And I know I went to a friend, actually, had a pineapple farm here. It's amazing to see whole fields of these amazing fruits or berries, as Ingrid was saying, growing. All right, to tell you what we're going to do, we're going to take one more piece of music, and then we're going to check in with Yasmin. As I say, we've got guests coming in the last hour of this morning's program. So we're going to look at what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And I know we have a couple of people who were born on this day in music.
That worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. All of my dreams have flown away. Now just like you, I sit and wonder why. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well, so do I. You've got your trouble, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know, oh, 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 oh. And it don't seem so long ago.
I say to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. Well, I ain't true. You see, I lost my little girl too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
That, boys and girls, is the Fortunes, and you've got your troubles, and I've got mine. It is time on this morning's breakfast show to say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning, happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday, yes indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it.
Oh yes.
And tomorrow. And Sunday. So anyway, how was your, you went out last night?
Yes, last night I was at the G-Shock event.
Ah, okay.
They were celebrating 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah. did they bring out any new models to celebrate 40, or...?
They didn't mention it. They were projecting just a movie with all the designs that they have done since they started.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, and that was very nice. You know, you can see all the evolution
of
the designs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. It was the creator of the G-Shock design who was talking there, and they brought the video. And he seems so nice. And also they talk about all the history, how he created the G-Shock watch, because it's the most...
durable, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they were talking about how he created it, how he got the ideas to do it, and it was very interesting.
That's cool. I have one.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's funny, because when you wear one of those, and this one's cool, because it's got a rechargeable... rechargeable battery, so you don't even have to worry about the battery. And the
it's a solar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I keep it in the bedroom by the under the window, so it's kept charged all the time.
Oh,
and but the thing is, when you wear one of those, you feel you're indestructible, really.
Oh,
so wow. Because the watch, you know, you're not going to kill the watch. And I like it because I quite like big watches, and it's a big watch.
Yeah.
So if anybody tries to attack you, just whack them with your G-Shock, and you know that they'll go out before the watch. Oh, that was good fun.
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, excellent.
And at the end, Los Rabanes were there.
Oh, really?
Playing music, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. So thank you very much to G-Shock
for the invitation. Sorry I couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I went to the opening of the art exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice. Very nice. Three artists. It's called A Visual Journey, the exhibition. And there's art there by Insano, Kami Type, and WTGES. Can't pronounce that, can you? Wussages.
Did you meet them all?
I did. Well, they were there. I spent a bit of time talking to Insano. They were all there. All the artists were there. So, and that's at Bella Vista Plaza, which is right opposite Reba Smith. You mentioned earlier, I should take my bags. I could have gone shopping afterwards.
So,
killed two birds with one stone. But all being well, Insano is coming in. In the last hour to chat with us about that, because it's on, I think, over the weekend. So,
yes.
Some great art there. And I didn't see it until I left, because I had a table with, merchandise for sale. And you know how Insano likes to do to paint, this particular exhibition, he paints these shellfish, you know, crabs and lobsters and these wonderful colours. Because he pointed out what it was, I'm not going to tell it all because he'll talk about it, but how they, you know, when we see them cooked, they lose all their colour. So he paints them that they have all this sort of vibrant colours when they're in the water, in the sea.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, he'll be talking to us about that a little bit later on this morning, which was rather nice. So a big thank you for their invite last night.
Oh, yes.
And met a couple of people who have been on the show as well. And remember the lady, I can't remember her name now, the books, children's books.
Her last name is Walsh, but first name?
No, the lady who came in talking about her book, which Nikki did the illustrations for.
Nikki Walsh.
Yeah. Well, she was there. I was chatting with her. And she's got these books out, which are really quite fun.
Because of her
Spanish.
Work.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, we're going to arrange for her to come on the show.
Yes, yes, yes.
That'll be cool. Yeah. We do cool things here.
Of course.
Yes. Occasionally. So, is there much happening in the coming days? Or?
Oh, yes, of course. This weekend is going to be full of activities.
Oh, okay.
For example, let me tell you, Oides Vivir is with their auction.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Until this Saturday. And right now, it's going to be virtual. You just have to go to 32actions.com/OIDSVB 2023, and there you can be part of this great auction. They have beautiful, beautiful paintings and different kind of arts, and from international and national artists.
Excellent.
So that's going to be nice. Just until this Sunday. So please go there and support Fundación Oíres Vivir.
Okay, sounds good.
Also, tomorrow I'm going to be at the Adopta Fest.
Oh, you're going to try and find somebody to adopt you about time. Who's sending you there? Your parents?
No. They are going to be this time at Town Center in Costa del Este.
Oh, okay.
That's tomorrow from 10 a.m. And we are going to be in the open area in front of the...
fountain?
Yes.
Yes.
In front of
the... I know what you mean.
Next to Fridays and some
that's
restaurants.
That's right. They've got that sort of central area there. Maybe. Oh, that's nice. That's cool.
Yeah. So we're going to be there, and please go and adopt your new friend. That's going to be nice. From 10 a.m. tomorrow.
You can call it Yasmin. She's used to that name, you know. She answers to that name.
You know, last night they were mentioning all the names of the digital company.
Oh, yeah.
And they were nice names. And I was with Ian, with my son. And I said, oh, I love that name for a new cat.
For a new cat? What was it?
I forgot. But I love all of them. All the names.
That's cool.
Also, this weekend, this is going to be in Alta Plaza Mall. It's going to be the Tourism and Culture Fair, Viajando Fest.
Okay.
From Saturday to Sunday, from 1 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you can get more information at their website, Viajando Fest. Sorry, their Instagram account, Viajando Fest. And you can see all the activities they're going to have there for everybody. Okay, do you want me to talk about who was born?
Yeah, let's see. What we got?
The first one, Chesney, you said, right?
Chesney.
Hawks. He was born in 1971. He's an English pop singer, songwriter, and occasional actor. He's best known for his 1991 single, The One and Only, which topped the charts in the UK and reached the top 10 in the US.
I know. It's a good song.
You said you love that song.
I do. You know why? Could be my theme tune.
Oh, yes.
Yes. There we go, yes, Mr. Chesney Hawkes and the one and only. My mother used to call me that, so there's no arguing with that, really, is there?
And Christina have to sing that song.
Well, my mother said, yes, the one and only, thank God. not going to have any more of them, that's why I'm an only child, you know. So, it's either, you know, my mother sort of thought that, we've already made perfection, there's no more in having another one.
Mm-hmm,
or the other one says, I'm not trying again in case we get another one of those. So it's all very sad, really. Explains a lot. Anyway, what else is happening, yes?
Okay, this month is the month of photography.
Oh, right, okay. Mm-hmm. Cameras so, out.
Yeah, there are two great exhibitions, as we were talking to Tito Herrera this week.
Mm-hmm.
Los que pasan is going to be in the Alianza Francesa until November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And their exhibitions are free. And you can get more information at the Instagram account of Alianza Francesa because they have a whole calendar of talks and guided tours in Spanish and French. So you can check out the calendar there and see where and when you can go and enjoy. This is an important exhibition about migration in El Darién. And also there's another one at the restaurant Fica. This is here in San Francisco, 64th Street. And it's about, the name of the exhibition is Pateando Calle. The photographer is Edgardo Andrade. We've seen his photos before. And he's great. He's a great photographer. And you can just go to Fica Coffee and Brunch and take a delicious coffee and eat something and enjoy this great exhibition by Edgardo Andrade, sorry.
Pateando Calle.
And that's all.
Oh, that's it? Well, that's enough. To keep us busy, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right. Well, who's our other person born on this day in music then?
The next one is Raymond Edwards.
Okay.
He was born in 1922. American singer from the Silhouettes. The doo-wop R&B group single, Get a Job, was a number one hit on the Billboard R&B singles chart and pop singles chart in 1958. Get a Job is included in the soundtracks of the film American Graffiti, Trading Places and Stand By Me.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like titty.
There
karaoke track for me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I could do that in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You could do the main words.
Oh, yes.
And I'll go in the background. Do-do-do-do, boom, boom. You had to have somebody with a deep voice in those days, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we know anybody?
You.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's it then. It's been an exciting morning. So look, we're almost sort of coming up to the top of the hour already.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
that's true.
Where does time go when you're having fun?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We always have fun, don't we? Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's why we're always happy, aren't we?
What are you going to do this weekend, by the way?
Well, okay, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I've got a breakfast tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For a group that I belong with. I've got breakfast tomorrow for that. And then, of course, Saturday lunchtime, we go and play dice.
Mm-hmm.
And then just sort of after that, I have to have a nap.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Until Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
And Sunday, the good lady's coming back on Thursday.
Ah, okay.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
So start cleaning up the house, I suppose. Actually, it's very tidy. I've been very good.
Oh, that's good.
That's all I'm saying anyway. In case she's listening. The house is lovely, dear. Still be here when you get back. Oh, yes, we'll take some more music and then, we'll probably talk to you when we get our guests coming in as well.
Oh, yes, sure.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be back. We'll be back. Time on the Breakfast Show. You are keeping on. We're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour here on 89.3 Cool FM. And I think this will just about get us to the top of the hour with Phil Collins. Who said I would?
I know she said she FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the morning.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
En la carretera panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go, two in a row bring us in. Texas was the first of those two. Of course, Texas coming from Scotland. And Mother's Heaven. Followed on Shirley Bassey there and Honey, Honey, Honey. Breakfast show time, 22 minutes. And that is after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going through, of course, till about 5 to 10. And I mentioned earlier on in the program that last night I went off to the exhibition, the art exhibition, which I've got the paper. Oh, here it is. Individual Journey is the name. And the artist, Insano, Kamitype, and WTGES. Is that actually something you pronounce?
Or yeah.
Which is?
It's from what he told me, it's a German origin, and it's called Udhes. But a lot of people here in Panama pronounce it wedges. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Insano is easier.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with Insano?
It was a childhood nickname I kind of came up with. Heavily inspired by 90s comedy,
mm-hmm.
TV, and movies. I think there was a character in a movie called Captain Insano.
Okay.
And I just thought it was a funny name. I wasn't even into art at that moment.
Right.
Started out as a MSN, or I think back in the day, ICQ nickname. And just kind
of ICQ, gosh, that's going back a bit, isn't it? Oh yes. Well, it's all right. I remember pen and paper. I wouldn't worry about it. But what made you go in the direction of art?
Well, I guess my dad's an architect. My mom's an architect. They were always very supportive towards the art career, whereas from what I've heard, not everyone is. You know,
They didn't tell you to go and get a real job.
No, but it was always kind of like plan B.
Right.
I just remember them kind of buying us, learning how to draw comic books, like, you know, kind of pushing that whole mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And, backyard workshop dad, always building something, always fixing something,
learning
how to work with my hands as a young kid. And then when I got into high school, I got into my IB art, and I just pretty much focused all my energy on art because I wasn't very too interested in other school stuff, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit boring.
My art teacher was my friend. Miss Charles, I always remember, she was my favorite teacher of the whole lot.
Yeah. Man, I was almost like the resident hamster in the art class. I spent all my time in there. The teacher would give me keys to the supply locker, like,
right, yeah,
under the table, like, don't tell anybody, grab whatever you want.
Now, your style, we're talking about your style last night, and again, just now, your style is unique. When did that style sort of develop with you?
I've always been a fan of comic books and just, like, characters in general. I grew up reading National Geographic and watching documentaries, spending a lot of time in the ocean, snorkeling, scuba diving. And, you know, back then we didn't really have TV or iPads or none of that stuff. So a lot of stuff we did was just draw what we saw.
Sure.
And that's how we entertained ourselves. So, like I said, I was always playing with clay, always drawing. I remember in school when I lived in Colombia, once we started drawing, like, replicas of, like, Dragon Ball Z or whatever, I was always surprised that my friends or my classmates were so amazed with what I was doing. And I was just like, just do it. It's like, you can do it too, you know?
Yeah, it's easy.
But I realized later on that it's not as easy for everybody, and I kind of have a natural knack for it, and I should, you know?
I mean, when you're talking about sort of cartoons or that, do you see, because a lot of the, I can't remember what they call them, but the Japanese art, the Japanese cartoons.
Anime.
Anime, yeah. That's it. I mean, they're really quite something. A little bit of a similarity in...
Yeah, I don't think maybe they use as strong, bold outlines as I do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's all a mixture between illustration, a study of anatomy of animals that I'm very... As long as I get, like, the profile or, like, the animal looking a way that it should look, then I can just play with the colors and everything else and, mm-hmm. and the patterns. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, okay, so I did start doing street art and graffiti, and when you're growing up doing that stuff, there's certain rules and techniques you have to learn how to do it. That's why my art is very, very opaque colors. It's not mm-hmm. very translucent. Mm-hmm. It's very clean cut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because when you're doing street art, it's kind of something that you're judged on when you're producing art. Are your lines clean?
Mm-hmm.
Did you
mm-hmm.
fill it in
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just created kind of a method of working. I do my sketch. I color it in, and then I outline it, and then I clean it up, and then maybe I add some highlights and shadows.
Because that's what I like about your work, because in a way, the way that it's done is almost sort of 2D.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at it, you don't see that. You and yet you've done it without all, say, your colors are flat.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't sort of put in the curvature or the depth or whatever. But it comes across anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a technique in pen sketching called cross hatching, which is basically creating highlights and shadows with lines. And I did a lot of that when I was studying art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't implement it in my art, but it has a similarity the way I use the lines. You know, when I put a lot of lines, longer to shorter, in the corners of overlaying colors, it does create a shadow effect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm also like an art material hoarder, and I've bought all kinds of art materials. I've experimented with so many different mediums, and I have an airbrush, and I've done some paintings with airbrush, and they look amazing. I mean, you get the whole
mm-hmm.
shadow and depth.
Absolutely.
But it is just an incredible amount of masking and taping and cutting,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
and at the end, it's I don't know. It's you know, some things just call you and some things don't.
Sure. But the thing is, you've established, again, we were talking, you've established your style.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll look at a picture and I'll say, yeah, that's Insana. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, that's why you've made your niche. If you, we mentioned, we had the other week we had, Eduardo in here.
Eduardo?
Mm-hmm.
Maestro.
Yeah, but all his pictures are horses.
Yeah.
You know, and his sculptures and that is his. Again, you would see something done by Eduardo Navarro, and you immediately say, that's Eduardo Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just mentioned, how do you know there's always Kenny G when he's playing the saxophone? He has his own style. In fact, we've had the pleasure of sort of interviewing him a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
And I said to him, I said, you know, how did you come about your style? And he says, well, I didn't really do anything intentional. It just came about, and that's it. But even if he's backing somebody else's piece of music, uh-huh,
yeah,
that's Kenny G. And I think that's where you got, because you talked to him about plagiarism, and when you were doing your art, about, you know, you're careful about plagiarizing.
It's not only just so much careful, it's kind of like I like to study. I like to
mm-hmm.
research.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with the coming of social media, there has to be more transparency with what you're working, because
mm-hmm.
you're going to be exposed to art from all over the world.
And sure.
You're going to mm-hmm. be digesting a lot of visual stimuli through your phone, you know? And you just have to kind of make mental notes of what you're seeing and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you produce your work, you don't...
copy.
You don't copy.
No,
you don't
exactly.
implement it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's always going to be parallel universes. Everybody has a doppelganger,
mm-hmm.
you know, two songs, different places of the world, sound
mm-hmm.
the same. I mean, it's all possible. But I sleep good at night knowing that I've done my research, and that if I see something that looks like my work, I'll make an effort to go the opposite way.
Do you know the artist Alex Katz? He's 19.
Is he the guy that does the mouse cartoons?
So his art is huge. I just so happened that I was in Vienna on vacations, the Albertina Modern Museum, and they had an Alex Katz exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And he paints just flat. I'll show you, 'cause I've got it up here on my computer. And again, as soon as I saw one of the pictures that that he does, he's done some sort of some famous ones, sort of like this one, if you can see this, that's his type of style. All he's done, and I was absolutely fascinated. Again, it's your interpretation of art, you know. Yeah. And it just, and I say that's going back in the 1930s, Alex Katz was painting. And you know, I think you've got your style. And I mean, I would assume that you've got clients that follow you and follow what you're doing. So you've got to that stage.
Yeah. Well, so art is subjective. Everybody needs to have that clear.
Mm-hmm.
What I like is not going to be what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a way, there is no competition in art. You know? We're all selling something different. And your clients are gonna like what they like. And you can't do anything about it.
It's like wine. Sure.
And, you know, but you have to take care of your clients. Everybody who buys a painting from me, I tell them you get 10% discount on the next. I want collectors. Mm-hmm. I want people mm-hmm. to keep mm-hmm. buying my art. And yeah, I have a Rolodex of people who I always let know when I'm doing something mm-hmm. new mm-hmm. and stay in touch. And the art world is a lot about public relations too, you know.
And, is your work getting recognized outside of Panama?
Yeah, I mean, I've traveled everywhere. I travel, I take my business cards, stickers, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've dropped contacts in Paris. I've had some in Portugal. There's another gallery that's also representing me. I've taken it upon myself to go out to Art Basel or whatever art festival I can on my own, even though mm-hmm. no one's hired me to do it. I just pack my bags and try to get involved in whatever I can. And yeah, it's pretty much just that self-drive that's kind of given me everything I've had, you know. It's not going to happen if you don't go out and make it happen, you know. So, yeah. Again, it's the circus. The art's the circus. You can either get caught up in trying to follow the crowd or, like, lock yourself out in a room and be like, I'm going to make something special, and when it's ready to show it to the world, that's when I'm going to invest my time in it.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, the thing is with art as well, like a lot of things, with music, whatever, you've only got to find one person that's sort of, you know, up there, a critic or whatever, and says, bang, you want to see this guy's work.
Yeah.
You know, but you're right. A lot of people give up.
Yeah.
You know.
So this is a perfect segment to the show we're having right mm-hmm. now. Individual Journey. It's a collab show between three artists, myself, Kami Type, and Alexander Urges. And we've all... I mean, me and Alex have a lot more experience showcasing our work.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is Kami's first solo show, which isn't really a solo show, but mm-hmm. she has her own space. And we've all worked with galleries in the past, and we all live from our art. And so I've had three art galleries. I've had graffiti shops. I've had art spaces, bars. I always try to create a space for the artist to come and mostly show my work,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know. So when we were talking about this, we're like, okay, let's make it happen. No one's tied down to any gallery. We can do our own thing.
Sure.
And so this show was pretty much self-produced by us. And, you know, we're just making it happen.
And how long is it on for? It's on...
Okay, so this is a rocket ship pop-up. We're only doing it for 4 days. And
okay.
The reason we did it for 4 days is because we want to spread out the attention we can give people. You know, when you have a room full of people, you saw it yesterday. Talking to 100 people on
mm-hmm.
the same night.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get to everybody because you want to make everybody feel important that they went to your show. So yesterday we had our private opening. Everybody who was there was personally invited by us via invitation. And that was to kind of like filter out the crowd a little bit. Now, today we have another opening. It's opening to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go. We're going to be there from like 7 at night to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to us, you can take pictures, you can buy artwork, you can visit the merch stand. and it's going to be fun.
It was fun, too. And, of course, it's easy to find.
Yeah.
Reba Smith and Bella Vista is right opposite.
Yeah. So. Well, here's the thing. There isn't a lot of art galleries in Panama. Not that there's not. There is. But they're a little bit, I think, overbooked. They're very segmented on what artwork they want to show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm pretty blessed that, from what I've seen, somebody who's 50 will like my work, and somebody who's 16 will like my work.
Sure.
Girls, boys, everybody, you know?
No, absolutely. And don't stop at 50. It goes higher than
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, we decided, let's get the show down, and everybody can have their own space and have a little bit more freedom curating their space. You know, when you work with galleries, they have a certain way of wanting to do their things, and it's always fun to have control of that and explore and try new things. And yeah, like I said, get it done.
What we want you to do is we want you to get an exhibition up in New York.
Oh, okay. So everybody says, how do I go do a show in New York? The same way we did it here in Panama.
Of course.
Buy a ticket, go over there, find a spot, rent it out, put up your show, blast social media, and wait for everybody to show up with some champagne.
Bring their own.
I mean, just... No, you don't have to go around, you don't have to think about it too much, but just have to do it.
No, absolutely. Right, I tell you what, we're going to take a piece of music, and we're going to be back with Insano in just a moment. And this is a nice version of Paint It Black from Clara.
Like a newborn baby, it just happened.
There we go. Yes, I do like that version. You hear it quite a few times here on Cool FM. That's Clara and Paint It Black. And my guest with me this morning, Insano, he doesn't paint. Have you painted anything just black?
Actually, black is one of my favorite colors just because I use it so much. Right. My finishing touches.
Yeah.
But, so I want to get back to the show really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Get some, sure. Before we talk about Formula One.
Yeah, let's cross some T's right here. Yeah, I just found out Jerry D likes Formula One as much as I do. So when we put the show together, basically we went around knocking on all the doors. Everybody put a little bit into the show. I mean, we got the AC sponsored. We got the space sponsored. We worked with Nordic, the furniture store. They pretty much, we had a meeting with them. We told them, like, yo, we want to do this art show, and we think it'd be great if we could have some of your furniture. I'm an industrial designer that never graduated from college, so I do have an appreciation for product design. And I thought, you know, Nordic is a design furniture store, and it'd be great to have them kind of condition the space. So they came in and installed some beautiful lights.
And I commented on those to you. They're really...
It's almost like a piece of art when you walk in.
Which is a piece of art. And the thing is, what I like, you know, I'm one of these people, I don't like to see light bulbs.
Yeah.
You know, I like light to be sort of diffused and running. And that's exactly what those lights were doing.
Yeah.
Excellent. Where is Nordic?
They have two spaces. They have one here in the World Trade Center, in front of Plaza New York.
Okay, that big store.
It's huge. You love it.
I went in there once a long, long time ago. I don't think I've been in since the pandemic. I must go back and have a look.
We were picking stuff up for the show, and I was like, I want this for my house. I want that for my studio. But super cool store, and I love the colors, and they've been really great with us.
Right.
So a big shout out to Nordic. Thank you. And we also got. I mean, basically knocked on all of the doors. The Art Tech, a long-standing art store here in Panama, they were kind enough to also sponsor us with some art materials for our shows. So I got old brand new brushes from them, and that was great. I mean, I go through brushes like crazy. And they've always supported us. So anybody who needs art materials, go ahead, go to Art Tech. They're pretty cool.
Where can you find them?
Art Tech is right in front of the Universidad Nacional in La Avenida Federico Boy.
Oh,
I
know it.
They've been there forever.
That's right. I've been in there before.
That's white letters, orange logo, circle. And we also got some sponsors from Casa Bruja, which is an awesome craft beer. And kombucha from Kokoro, which I've never had kombucha. I thought it was amazing.
Once you try it, it's getting up the courage to try it, though, in my case.
Yeah, I mean, I was offered kombucha several times, and I was always kind of like, nah, I want my beer. But I tried kombucha last night. It was pretty good, I think. I have a favorite flavor now. The blueberry one is amazing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think I must have had like 4 bottles of it. And I felt great in the morning. Not like the previous night.
So, where do you go from here?
Okay, well, like I said, we have today's the public opening. Tomorrow, we're going to have a band playing. It's a little bit more entertainment for the public. And we'll maybe change the lighting around a little bit to make it a little bit more cozy for the band. Not so much white light, but it would still be pretty cool. The band is called Turbo. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're local. And then on Sunday, we're going to have a happy hour closing set with Ritmo X, which is a good friend of mine. He's always been kind enough to support us in all our events. And very happy that he's made time because the Panama Fashion Week is going on at the same time.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
So I know a lot of people get busy with that. And, we are just... we feel very blessed to be able to get this done.
And how was the reaction last night? Was much sold last night?
I mean, everybody sold pieces, which was the goal. I say, as long as you sell one, you're a winner. and everybody sold a couple pieces, so it's good. Gotta get ready for tonight. Probably get some more hours of sleep to have a smile on my face when I talk to people. And, yeah, where do we go from here? I don't know. My studio's empty right now. I got a blank wall, so I'm ready to start my next collection.
Everything sold, or?
No, but I, like I said, I produce them, and I, in my studio, the way I arrange my studio space, I have a studio space where I work, and then I have a showroom
right.
where I just kind of start putting the finished work. So I like to build up inventory of artwork. I have a couple of collections ready to go that I haven't even shown, so whenever an art show comes up, I can just pick and choose what I want to show.
Have you ever done portraits?
Yeah, but I usually do them in a digital illustration.
Okay.
Just because, tell you the truth, I focus so much on painting animals that I'm a little bit rusted with the human anatomy. I can paint hands, feet, everything, but when it comes to faces...
No concern, I've done my hands. Do my nails, too.
Yes, so... But yeah, it has been something that I've been keen to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the to-do list. New things to explore. Maybe
absolutely.
2024 I'll do a portrait show.
There you go. There you go. All right, we'll take another piece of music. We'll be right back. This is Nora Jones. Paint us up.
If I were a painter, I would paint my reverie. If that's the only way for you to be with me, we'd be there together, just like we used to be. Underneath the swirling skies for all to see. See your face, and I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint a memory. Climb inside the swirling skies to be. Swirling skies to be with you. I'd climb inside the skies to be with you.
Unmistakable voice, isn't it? Nora Jones and Painter Song. I got the guy here, got the right guy here to do the painting. It's a big welcome here in the studio. In Sarno, I tell you what, have you been commissioned in Sarno to do sort of paintings in people's offices or homes and, you know, big things, murals, that type of thing?
Yeah, so I've been doing murals for such a long time. It's really exhausting. Everybody who tells me, how do you do it? I tell them, like, well, it's like being, I mean, I've never gone to a CrossFit class, but I can imagine it's like a 24-hour CrossFit class. Walking up and down, scaffolding, carrying crates and crates of spray paint, gallons of paint. It's very exhausting, very, takes a lot of your body. I mean, I've even had nails rot because of so many spray paint.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a lot of work, and, No, I just had a kid 3 years ago, so I want to spend more time at home with my kid.
Brilliant.
That's my new art project, my master work of art. So, I don't know, it's just, it's a little bit, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how much more can you do? I feel like I already accomplished most of the things I want to do muraling. I mean, I'm not saying I want to stop doing murals. I just want to pick and choose a little bit more and keep exploring studio work, working other stuff. Like I said, I'm an art hoarder. I have so many art materials that have gone bad just because I buy them and I don't get to use them.
Okay.
So
it's not my fridge.
Yeah. I've never been, but... So I'm trying just to produce as much with what I have, and you know, mural jobs, like I said, I've been doing them for almost 15 years, so it's doing a mural is super familiar to me. It's not something I have to think too much about, and I'll still do them whenever the opportunity arises or I like the project, but it's not something I want to keep doing day-to-day for the next five years, you know.
Have you found yourself now in Sana with, you know, being as established as you are, that it is, you don't need to think about doing something else to cover the, you
yeah,
know, professionally?
You know. At this point, I just have to find a hobby, you know, because I live off my art.
Right.
So, and every time I get stressed out because there's no income coming in or whatever, it's really more of a mental block than a financial block. It's always up to me to decide how much I want to sell. It's really not about the public being like, oh, you know, I don't want to buy his paintings anymore. There's always somebody who's going to be interested in your art.
Sure.
But you can't get into the pitfall of being like, oh, I'm not selling anything. And like, the more you think about you're not making it, the less you're going to produce.
Sure.
So I try to just always focus on paint, make a painting, like, the best paintings are the ones that you make for nobody but yourself. Like all the crabs in my show, I didn't paint them thinking of selling them or putting them up in a show. I was exploring a new theme. And they stayed on the walls of my studio for a long time. I just liked having them around. But when the show came around, I was ready to go.
Right.
No,
right.
But if I wouldn't have been painting, if I would have been stressing out the whole time about making a living, the show would have come around and then I would have had to hustle like a maniac to get some paintings done. No, so I try to just always focus on producing as much as possible, having inventory. When the opportunity comes, be able to, you know, monetize on it, take advantage of it, and expand, you know, try new things, stickers, pins, apparel, merch, sculptures, art toys,
T-shirts,
all that stuff, you know. Don't lock yourself up in a box.
Absolutely. And on that, the box is about to be closed. We're just going to... Look, thanks so much for coming in. Let's just remind everybody quickly. Individual Journey is the name of the exhibition. It's at the... it's on the second floor of the Plaza Bella Vista in Cai 45. And it is right up... You can't miss it. It's right opposite Riva Smith in Bella Vista. And we all know where that is, don't we? And so go along. It's in Sano, Kamitai, and Wootages.
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 Yeah, no, really, come
seven,
check.
7 till 10 in the evenings.
Yeah, come check out the show. Honestly, all three artists are very different. We all have a very particular style that defined us. You're going to get a little bit of everything. You might come for my work, and you might appreciate the other people's, my colleagues' artwork. Or you might come for their artwork, and you might like my stuff. So
brilliant.
I think it's a win-win situation for everybody, and we're going to be there with smiles on our faces and
like
good attitudes.
Hear. That's what we like to hear, so go along, take your wallets with you. And we'll have to do a separate program on Formula One. So
okay, yeah. Are you gonna stay up until 12 watching the Japanese?
No.
No, I will.
Where do you watch it? Because I can't find it on TV.
It's so hard to watch it. I mean, for us English-speaking people, it's really hard to...
I don't even mind watching it in Spanish. I mean, that's
I've been watching it with the Argentinian transmission. I watch it in Star Plus. That's the only place.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's the only place I can watch it.
And Liberty Media, who own Formula One, happen to own cable and wireless. For God's sake.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no. Insano, thanks so much for being with us
this
morning.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. And that's it. Time for me to wrap up quickly. Big thanks once again to Insano and also, of course, to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, as well as a couple of people born this day in music. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, and the boys and girls of Cooper Gold to keep us up and running. And big thanks, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. And don't forget, I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you on Monday. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.